You're listening to the Bay Christian Family Church podcast.
I want to speak to you about the God of the breakthrough. Say the God of the breakthrough. The scripture tells us in Psalm 79, in verse 9, Psalm 79 verse 9 says, "Our hero, come and rescue us, O God of the breakthrough, for the glory of your name." You know, the Lord spoke to me about 6 weeks ago. I was praying and he said, "Steve, I want to bring breakthroughs to my people." My title of my sermon is, "The God of the breakthrough wants to visit your house." Amen. Tell your neighbor, the God of the breakthrough wants to visit your house. God wants to give you some breakthroughs. He wants to help you break through some things that have been holding you back. And the dictionary defines a breakthrough as it means to have a sudden advance through an obstacle. A breakthrough is when you see a sudden burst of God's favor, an explosion of God's goodness. All of a sudden, God releases his goodness in such a way that you're overwhelmed by it. You know, there was a time where David, King David in the Bible, he needed a breakthrough. He was facing an impossible situation. He'd just been made king over Israel. And when the Philistines heard about it, they gathered a huge army to come and capture him. And David and his men were greatly outnumbered. They had very little chance of winning. So David prayed and he asked the Lord to help him, and God gave him a promise that he would go with him and that he would defeat that army. So David and his men went out against the Philistines, and that's exactly what happened. God gave them an amazing victory. And David was so overwhelmed by it that he said this in 1 Chronicles 14 verse 11. He said, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough," say breakthrough, "like a breakthrough of water." And therefore they called the name of that place, they renamed it, and they called it Baal Perazim. Now the word Baal Perazim literally means the Lord of the breakthrough, or the God of the breakthrough. In fact, if you read the Amplified Bible, that's what it says. It says, "Like the bursting forth of water, therefore they call that name of the place, Baal Perazim, in brackets, Lord of the breakthrough." And the Message translation says, "God exploded my enemies as water explodes from a burst pipe." So David likened God's power to the bursting forth of water. In other words, he described it like a flood. David was saying, when the God of the breakthrough shows up and releases his power, it'll be a flood of his goodness, a flood of favor, a flood of healing. Amen. You might have obstacles that look impossible and dreams that look unattainable, but let me tell you, when the God of the breakthrough shows up and he releases a flood of his power, there's nothing that can stop it. And you need to get ready. Tell your neighbor, get ready. Not for a trickle, not for a stream, not for a river. Get ready for a flood of God's favor, a tidal wave of God's goodness, a tsunami of his increase. You see, some of us, we're thinking trickle when God has a whole ocean to work with. Amen. Some of us are thinking stream when God's got a tidal wave. Amen. We've got to enlarge our vision. Dare to stretch your faith. Dare to believe God for bigger things. Tell your neighbor, believe God for bigger things. Because God wants to release his favor like a flood in your life. In Isaiah 59, in verse 19, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Now, I would submit to you that the comma's in the wrong place. And you might say, Pastor Steve, you're changing the Word of God. No, because the Word of God was not written with chapter and verse and punctuation. It was written as one long letter. And when it was translated, the translators added chapter and verse and punctuation. And I really think they put the comma in the wrong place, because this is how I believe it should say. It should say, when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So you see, the emphasis on the flood has got to do with God's power and not the enemy's power. And when you face difficulties and impossible situations, if you will stay in faith, the God of the breakthrough is saying to you, like a flood, you're going to see my power. Like a flood, you're going to see my vindication. Like a flood, the favor of God is going to overtake you. That's what happened to David when he defeated that Philistine army. And he was so impressed that he named the place the God of the breakthrough, Baal Perazim. So anytime David or any of his men would pass by that city, they would say, hey, remember when the God of the breakthrough showed up and when he gave us that great victory, when he released his favor like a flood? In fact, even generations later, David's descendants, when they would pass through Baal Perazim, they would say, oh, remember, Granddaddy told us about this place. This is where the God of the breakthrough gave them a great victory and helped them to defeat an army that was twice their size. Let me tell you, all of us should have some Baal Perazims in our life. All of us should have places where we look back and we say, that's where the God of the breakthrough showed up and he healed me and he protected me, or he promoted me, or he provided for me. I remember when the God of the breakthrough visited my house. You know, there's a country song that says, let's give him something to talk about. You ever heard that song? Anyone heard that song? Well, let me tell you, God wants to give you something to talk about. He wants to overwhelm you in such a way that everywhere you go, you tell people about the great things the Lord has done in your life. We are not supposed to go through life defeated, discouraged, complaining, oh, Pastor Steve, I never get any good breaks. No, listen, get over into faith. If you will start living breakthrough-minded, God promises he's going to show up and he is going to give you something to talk about. Oh, yes. If you will be bold enough to believe big, then the God of the breakthrough will release a tidal wave of his goodness, a tsunami of his favor in your life. Here's how David said it in Psalm 112, verse 4. He said, when the darkness overtakes the godly. Have you ever felt like darkness is trying to overtake you? It says, light will come bursting in. See, at times in life, sometimes it seems dark, and you may not see how it ever can work out for you. You don't have the funds, the problems look insurmountable. But if you will stay breakthrough-minded, God promises the light's going to come bursting in. It's not going to trickle in. It's going to come in like a flood, like a breakthrough of water. It'll come suddenly. That means suddenly things change in your favor. Suddenly you get that break you need. Suddenly your health turns around. Suddenly that problem is resolved. Suddenly a new door opens. Our God likes to do things suddenly. So when it seems dark, don't get to complaining. Don't get negative. Keep reminding yourself the light's about to come bursting in. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be next week. It may be next month. It may be next year. But suddenly things are going to change in my favor. I am expecting breakthroughs in my life. Now I want to share with you a few keys to see breakthroughs in your life. How many of you right now need a breakthrough in your life? Lift up your hand if you need a breakthrough. Don't be embarrassed. As oftentimes I need breakthroughs. First, number one, I want to encourage you, trust God for breakthroughs. The scripture says in Psalm 31, verse 24, so cheer up. Tell your neighbor, cheer up. Cheer up. Cheer up. Take courage, all you who love Him. Wait for Him to break through for you, all you who trust Him. Amen. See, God promises breakthroughs when you trust Him. You got to use your faith for breakthroughs. Yes. And don't look to people. Trust God to visit your house with supernatural breakthrough. Amen. In Psalm 118, verse 5, the Bible says, out of my deep anguish, this is David, out of my deep anguish and pain, I prayed, and God, you helped me as a father. Amen. Don't ever forget that. God wants to help you like a father helps his child. It says, you came to my rescue and you broke open the way. You broke open the way. You gave me a breakthrough into a beautiful and a broad place. And now I know, Lord, that you are for me, and I will never fear what man can do to me. For you stand beside me as my hero who rescues me. I've seen with my own eyes the defeat of my enemies. I've triumphed over them all. Lord, it is so much better to trust in you to save me than to put my confidence in someone else. It is much better to trust in the Lord to save me than to put my confidence in celebrities. Listen, if you look to people, you will be disappointed. But if you will put your trust in God, He will never, ever let you down. In Psalm 146, verse 3, says, we can never look to men for help. Doesn't matter who they are. They can't save us. Even our great leaders fail and fall. They too are just mortals who will one day die. But those who hope in the Lord will be happy and pleased. Our help comes from the God of Jacob. Our help comes from the God of the breakthrough. You keep all your promises. Say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm looking to you to bring breakthroughs in my life. Number two, to see breakthroughs, you need to pray and ask God for breakthroughs. As we just read, that's what David did in Psalm 118. We just read it. You see, after David saw that first amazing breakthrough and he named the place Baal-perazim, he started asking God for breakthroughs on a regular basis. And the scripture says in James 4, verse 2, the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't ask God for it. The reason you don't have what you want is you don't ask God. I can't tell you how many people tell me, Pastor Steve, I know God's so busy and he's got so many other things, and I don't want to be selfish and I don't want to ask. Listen, God has told us over and over and over again to ask Him for the things we desire, to call upon me and I will answer you. You don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. Ask God for breakthroughs in your life. Number three. Expect breakthroughs. I said expect breakthroughs. Psalm 43, verse 5, then I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me, and then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise Him all over again. Tell your neighbor, I fully expect God to break through for me. Tell them, I am expecting breakthroughs in my life. You see, when you live breakthrough-minded, expecting breakthroughs and trusting God for breakthroughs, when you have the attitude, it may be dark, but I know the God of the breakthrough, He's about to turn it around. My child may be off course, but I know the God of the breakthrough is about to bring them back. Business may be slow, but I'm expecting the God of the breakthrough to release a flood of favor, a flood of new clients, a flood of sales, a flood of promotion. When things are difficult, it's so important not to get negative, because you're in a prime position to see the light come bursting in and for God to give you something to talk about. When I'm tempted to think that something's not going to work out, I remember the breakthroughs that God has given me in the past, and I say, Lord, you did it once, and I know that you can do it again. You have never failed me yet. Amen. One time, there were two blind men who were following Jesus, and they were shouting out, Lord, have mercy on us and heal us. Have mercy on us and heal us. And Jesus stopped, and he asked them this question. He said, do you believe that I am able, that I can make you see? And they said, yes, we do. And Jesus touched their eyes, and he said this in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, let it be to you. And the Passion Bible says this, you will have what your faith expects. If you didn't come to church for anything else but to hear that today, tell your neighbor, you're going to have what your faith expects. So the question is, what are you expecting? What are you expecting? Don't have a small-minded mentality. Don't have a narrow, limited vision. Some people act like they are inconveniencing God. They don't think God wants to help them. He wants to bring their dreams to pass. But God says you will have what your faith expects. Live breakthrough-minded. Amen. Number four, we must break free from wrong mindsets. We must think big. Don't limit God. In Isaiah chapter 54, it says from the Message translation, sing, barren woman. Now, how many of you know what a barren woman is? That's a woman who cannot have children. He says, sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You who've never experienced childbirth, you're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Say, think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. Say, don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. Say, don't hold back. You're not going to come short. You'll forget about all the humiliations of your youth, and the indignities of being a widow will fade from your memory, for your Maker is your bridegroom. His name is the God of the angel armies, or you could say the God of the breakthrough. If you will think bigger, God will act bigger in your life. If you will dare to be bold and say, God, I know you're the God of the breakthrough. I know there's nothing too difficult for you. So I want to just thank you, Lord, for releasing a flood of favor in my life. You see, when you release your faith in a big way, it brings a smile to God's face. The Bible says our faith pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And when you exercise faith like that, I want you to know God turns to the angels. And he says, listen to what they're saying. They believe I can do great things. They believe I can turn any situation around. They've got their trust and their confidence in me. I'm not going to disappoint them. Let me open up heaven's windows and pour out a flood of my favor, a flood of my healing, a flood of my promotion. If you want to bring a smile to God's face, dare to believe him for bigger things. Don't limit God in your life. Do you know you can limit God in your life? The scripture says about the Israelites in Psalm 78, verse 41, it says, again and again, they limited God, preventing him from blessing them. Do you know you can prevent God's blessings in your life? How did they do it? Because of the way they thought, because of the things that they said. You see, when God brought, this is talking about when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and he told them, go possess the promised land. I've already given it to you, but their own thinking stopped them from possessing that land, because they said, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. They looked at all the difficulties. If you want to see breakthroughs in your life, you have to break free from wrong mindsets, because often it's our own thinking that is limiting God in our life. Don't limit God with small thinking and small believing. So you've got to examine what you're thinking about. Have you allowed strongholds to convince you that this is as good as it gets? I'm never going to go any further. I'm never going to get out of these problems. I just got to learn to live with it. Those are wrong mindsets that will keep you from seeing breakthroughs and rising higher. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought. You see, this is talking about your thought life. Thoughts can become strongholds in our minds that hold us back. Just like a virus can contaminate a computer, a stronghold can contaminate your thinking. And one of the best things you can do is learn to hit the delete button in your own mind. When the devil tells you you're not going to see a breakthrough, delete. With God, all things are possible. You got to keep your hand on that delete button. You got to make sure you guard your mind. Make sure you don't allow those thoughts to take root, because they will set the limits for your life. The scripture says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, more than anything you guard, protect your mind, for life flows from it. Think about that. You know, we, especially here in South Africa, we protect our houses sometimes with fences or walls, or I've even seen electric fences, dogs. I got guns in my house. A few. But the Bible says more than anything you protect, your mind is the most important to protect. Amen? Because the way you think determines the way you live. Some people think, Pastor Steve, God can't bless me. I've made too many mistakes. No, delete. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. God's mercies are new every morning. Well, I can't accomplish my dreams. I don't have the connections. I don't have the resources. I don't have the education. No, hit the delete button. You and God are a majority. He's already lined up the right people, the right breaks, the right opportunities. You have to live breakthrough-minded. Let me tell you, if you will get rid of those strongholds in your thinking and get in agreement with God and start believing that you can rise higher and believing God and expecting breakthroughs, then I'm going to tell you the God of the breakthrough will visit your house. He will turn those things around supernaturally. I'm asking you to break out of a defeated mentality and start believing you're going to rise above every challenge. You're going to overcome every obstacle. You're going to accomplish every dream God's put in your heart. Believe for supernatural breakthroughs. Can you get a vision for it? Because it starts on the inside, right here. Amen. Number five, if you're going to see breakthroughs in your life, you have to declare breakthrough. You have to talk breakthrough. The scripture says in Job 22, verse 28, you will also declare a thing, and it shall be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. When the darkness comes in, the light will come bursting through. You shall declare it, and it shall be established. Remember, we just read where David said in Psalm 43, he said, then I will say to my soul. David said, I'm going to say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me. Let me tell you, I have to do that. I look in the mirror, I say, Steve, don't you be discouraged. Don't you be disturbed. God is on your side. If the Lord is for you, what can stand against you? I'm fully expecting breakthroughs in my life. I'm expecting the God of the breakthrough to visit my house. Amen. What number was that I gave you? Five. All right. Number six. Praise God before you see the breakthrough. Praise brings breakthroughs. We see this in 2 Chronicles with King Jehoshaphat. They were in an impossible situation. They woke up one day, the tribe of Judah, they found they'd been surrounded by three nations that joined forces, three armies, and they were outnumbered 20-1. And those nations had come to destroy them. And what did they do? What did they do? The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 19, then the Levites stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. The Message Bible says they praised at the top of their lungs. Some people say, why are you so loud at that Bay Christian Family Church? It's so loud. The music's loud. They sing so loud. Because God loves it. That's why He loves when you shout unto the Lord at the top of your lungs. And the Scripture says they put the singers at the front of the army, and they went marching into battle, singing, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. And what happened when they started singing? It says in verse 22, the very moment they began to sing and to give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves, and they destroyed each other. The Message Bible says as soon as they started shouting and praising, as soon as they started shouting and praising. You see, anybody can shout after you get the victory, but it takes faith to shout and praise before you see the victory. Amen? Their praise brought the breakthrough. We see it again with the walls of Jericho in Joshua 6, verse 20. Remember when Jericho was the first city they took in the Promised Land. Remember their parents said, we can't do it. And God said, well, you're going to get just what you said. You're going to wander the desert for 40 years, and then your children are going to take the Promised Land. And this is the first city, Jericho. And it had walls around it. It looked impossible. What did they do? They marched around that city for 6 days. And on the seventh day, it says in Joshua 6:20, they shouted as loud as they could, and suddenly the walls of Jericho collapsed, and the Israelites charged right into the town and captured it. I've been to Jericho. I've been to those walls. I've been to the ruins. The walls fell straight down into the ground, and they just walked right over it. That's a fact. In Psalm 105, verse 43, God brought out His chosen ones with singing, and with a joyful shout, they were set free. Proverbs 29, verse 6, the wicked always have a trap laid for others, but the lovers of God escape as they sing and shout in joyous triumph. Notice that. Psalm 32, verse 7, Lord, You are my secret hiding place, protecting me from these troubles, surrounding me with songs of gladness. Your joyous shouts of rescue release my breakthrough. Let me tell you, your shouts of praise release breakthroughs in your life. Say, my shouts of praise release breakthroughs in my life. And then finally, number seven, don't give up. If you want to see breakthroughs in your life, don't give up. Don't give up. You might be sitting and say, Pastor Steve, I've been believing for a breakthrough. Don't give up. It ain't over yet. If you will stay in faith, it doesn't matter how things may look. Let me tell you, the God of the breakthrough will break through for you. Don't ever give up on the God of the breakthrough. Live breakthrough-minded like David did. David said in Psalm 27, verse 13, I had fainted. I would have fainted. I would have given up unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord, I say. Don't give up. Don't faint. I would have fainted. I would have quit if I didn't believe I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And the New Living Translation says it like this. Yet I am confident. Say, I am confident. I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. The Living Bible. I like to read scriptures when I study from different translations. Because sometimes you see something in another translation that you didn't see in the other one. So the Living Bible says it like this. I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again, so that once again I will see His goodness to me here in the land of the living. Don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and He will come and save you. He will break through for you. Be brave and stand courageous. Yes, wait, and He will help you. That means don't give up. The Message Bible says, I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I say it again, stay with God. Don't quit. Don't give up. The Passion Bible says it like this. I love this. This is David. David said, here's what I've learned through it all. Here's what I've learned through it all. Put it up for me. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Never lose hope. Keep on waiting. He will never disappoint you. David said, this is what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't give up. Wait on the Lord. He will never disappoint you. David learned in times of great pressure not to give up. Can I tell you, Satan comes to all of us with thoughts of giving up. But when the devil says there's no way, that's an indication that God is about to show up. Because the devil is a liar. Whatever he tells you, believe the opposite. The devil doesn't want you to stay strong in faith and see your breakthrough. So when the devil tells you, oh, there's no way, just lift your hands and say, oh yes, devil, God is my way maker. He's the God of the breakthrough. He's about to show up. The God of the breakthrough is visiting my house. Amen. Amen. And he's got you under such pressure, devil, you're trying to convince me that there's no way, but you're a liar, so devil, shut up. Yes. I found you can't be polite with the devil. You gotta tell him, devil, shut up. Who you want? David said, I would have fainted unless I'd believed I would see the goodness of God. See, David was expecting God to give him breakthrough. Now you and I, we are gonna have to believe and expect the God of the breakthrough to visit your house. Do you believe that today? Well, Pastor Steve, you don't know my circumstances. You don't understand. I didn't ask you, what are your circumstances? I said, are you willing to wait for the God of the breakthrough to visit your house? Do you believe that God loves you so much that He will? Amen. Amen? Yes. I want to encourage you. Don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Be willing to wait and dare to believe that the God of the breakthrough is going to visit your house. Jesus said in Matthew 19, 26, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Say, with God, all things are possible. Say, I'm with God, and I'm staying with God. In Mark 9, 23, Jesus said, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible if you have faith. The question is, are you willing to stay in faith and believe? Are you willing to believe that the God of the breakthrough will visit your house? Are you willing to trust and wait for the God of the breakthrough? In Hebrews 10, 20, 35, it says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Now, another word for confidence is faith. Do not cast away your faith, which has great reward. Don't cast away your faith, even though it may look impossible, even though it looks like there is no way. Remember, all things are possible with God. Jesus is the way. He is the God of the breakthrough. As long as Jesus is alive, there is a way. As long as He's on the throne, there is a way. As long as prayer still moves God, there is a way. As long as faith is the victory that overcomes the world, there is a way out of that situation. There is a way for God to turn it around. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't cast away your faith. It may not have happened yet. That's okay. Don't give up. Just because the devil says there's no way it's going to happen, don't cast away your faith. Just because someone tells you, well, I tried that faith stuff and it didn't work for me, don't listen to them. Stay focused on what the Word of God. I'm going to believe God rather than what somebody told me. Don't cast away your confidence. Because it brings great reward. You will be rewarded if you do not give up, if you do not cast away your faith. Now, if you cast away your faith, then God has no obligation to break through for you. But if you stay in faith and you keep believing, then I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed, because your faith is the victory that overcomes this world. Without faith, you cannot receive breakthroughs from God. So what are we going to do? Are we going to get in fear, or are we going to stay in faith? Because that's how you experience breakthroughs in your life. Don't ever give up on the God of the breakthrough. Don't ever cast away your faith. Stay in faith and you will be rewarded. How? Because God will bring breakthroughs for you. Hebrews 10 verse 35 from the Message, from the Message translation. It says this. So don't throw it all away now. Don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out. Staying with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any minute. It won't be long now. Don't give up now. Don't quit now. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Say, I'm not a quitter who loses out. We are not quitters who lose out. No, we'll stay with it and survive trusting all the way. Say, tell your neighbor, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to lose out. I'm not going to give up. The God of the breakthrough is about to visit my house. Galatians 6 verse 9, so let us not lose heart, let us not grow weary, let us not faint, let us not become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give in. We will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give in. Are you willing to wait for the God of the breakthrough? I wish I could tell you that as soon as you leave here today, the God of the breakthrough is going to show up in your living room. I can't promise you that. But what I can promise you this. If you do not let go of your faith will be rewarded by the God of the breakthrough. That is a promise to you. How? He will visit your house and He will produce the breakthrough that you need. So don't lose heart. Don't grow weary. Don't give up. Because if you do, you miss that breakthrough that may be just around the corner. But if you stay in faith, it's just a matter of time. Tell your neighbor, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter. If it hasn't happened yet, it's just a matter of time. Romans 12:12. Be alert, servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. 2 John 1 verse 8. Look to yourselves. Take care that you may not lose, throw away, or destroy all that we are and all you've labored for. Now watch this. But persevere until you win and receive back a perfect reward in full. Say, I'm going to persevere till I win. Come on, say, I'm going to persevere till I win. Say, I refuse to quit. I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to lose out. Make a decision that you will not give up no matter what. You will trust God. And if you're willing to do that, it's just a matter of time before you see your breakthrough. I realize that waiting is not always easy. It's not easy for me, and it probably won't be easy for you. But you've got to come to the place in your life where you finally make a decision. I am not going to quit. I am going to stay in faith. I'm going to stay with the Word of God. I'm going to trust God with all my heart. And Satan's going to have to back off because my God will break through for me. And I'm going to close with Psalm 31, verse 24. David said, I spoke hastily when I said, the Lord has deserted me. David said, I spoke hastily. I said, the Lord has deserted me. I thought the Lord had deserted me. For in truth, you did hear my prayer and you came to rescue me. Listen to me, all you godly ones, love the Lord with passion. The Lord protects and preserves all those who are loyal to him, but he pays back in full all those who reject him in their pride. So cheer up, take courage. All you who love him, wait for him to break through for you, all you who trust him. Say, Lord, I trust you. Come on, say it. Say it. Say it like you mean it. Lord, I trust you. I won't quit. I won't give up. I won't grow weary. I'm trusting you. I'm waiting on you. Thank you for bringing breakthrough. Say, the God of the breakthrough is going to visit my house. Tell your neighbor, the God of the breakthrough is about to visit my house. I am expecting breakthroughs in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every person here, every person watching in every campus, those watching online. Lord, you know what they need in their life. I thank you that you are the God of the breakthrough. And Father, I speak breakthrough into this house in the name of Jesus. I'm expecting, Lord, to hear testimonies from people who say, remember, Pastor Steve, when you spoke about the God of the breakthrough, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what the Lord did for me. Lord, I declare breakthrough in this house, breakthrough in your house in the name of Jesus. If you receive it, say, I receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.